You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website daspitlaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
It felt great just being a home crowd. My first interception in a long time, so just to be able to do it in the league, you know, on the stage, you know, where I dreamed of playing all my life, you know, there's no better feeling and then to do it in front of the guys that I'm playing with, and just be able to just show the guys, you know, I'm here to stay. It was a great feeling.
Can you take me through the play, what you saw, how you were able to come up with it?
Yes, sir. So basically we were in coverage. The rush got back there, you know, rush and coverage working together. Quarterback escape. And then after that point, it turns into backyard football. So just kind of playing football at that point. There was a guy underneath, and then there was a guy. I could just feel a guy, you know, over the top of me. So just kind of seeing that he wanted to make the throw behind me, just kind of slow play, being able to break on underneath throw, and then kind of just slow play and go get the ball whenever he threw it.
Come on, Laster's got that Georgia football player energy. Yes, sir. He's yes, sir, no, sir questions about making plays. By the way, did you see another driving violation? What was it?
For Georgia.
Yeah, Georgia. This is truly astonishing. And you know what's crazy? When we were at the Georgia facility, they have like a game. They have a racing, like a sim game, they have a bunch of video games and a video game area. One of them's like a racing game.
Well, you're
like,
trying
oh,
to
no,
no. What you're trying to do is, hey, players,
get it out here.
Do it here. Josh Pate, who joins us on Wednesdays, someone went after him because he didn't have any comments on the Georgia-Kentucky game. He was like, sorry, I was driving home. Someone responded, yeah, that's the perfect time to drive when Georgia's actively playing a football game.
Safest.
That's the safest.
Safest and best time to drive. Because he's from Georgia and he lives in
Tennessee. How has Uber not sponsored, or Lyft not sponsored them with NIL?
Oh, my gosh. Georgia football sponsored by Lyft?
Can you imagine? Oh, I mean, it'd be embarrassing, but at the same time,
they need it.
It would help, yeah.
Yeah.
It would help.
That was Lassiter. He had an interception earlier in the game, but it was called back because of Toa Toa. I would imagine I'd be a little bit – I mean, how Lassiter for the first couple of games? I mean, he's nice.
Yeah.
He's doing a hell of a job. It doesn't hurt that you got – that pass rush.
He's all over coverage, too. Like, he's – now, I do think there is a deep speed. I think if he gets behind, he does not have catch-up speed. So, I think you're going to see him give up some big – some long touchdowns this year. But when he's on the coverage, he is a pest. Like, he is very pesky if you're trying to run routes short and intermediate because he's so quick out of the break that he is just a menace. As long as he keeps his hands, you know – from being too grabby, he is going to be really tough to get catches on the first two levels.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Jalen, he was lighting people up last night now.
Jalen was
dangerously close to unnecessary roughness twice on big hits. But, man, you think twice about it. I would imagine DeAndre Swift thought twice about it after that hit in the flat.
So Jalen is one of those guys that D'Amico would have targeted because he is no. That was before D'Amico got here, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a year before. But there's no doubt when he got here he would love Jalen because Jalen's known as like this incredible football character guy, great leader. Everything about him from football character standpoint is top-notch. He's physical. You know, even D'Amico said his tackling had to get better, but he's the type of player that D'Amico would love. Laster was hand-picked. Azeez Al-Shaair was hand-picked in free agency. Danielle Hunter is hand-picked, although, you know, he's a great rusher. It doesn't, you know, obviously it makes sense. Will Anderson, hand-picked. He's getting Jimmy Ward hand-picked. There are guys that he is getting on the field and in the locker room on the defensive side that he feels like, these are the kind of guys that I need.
Well, how much better are they going to be when D'Amico Autry comes back?
Yeah.
I mean, add that after six games.
Hey, let's ask this question. Is there any chance that the first game running a football was fool's gold for the Texans? Now, keep in mind, the Colts got gashed on the ground. I mean, gashed by the Packers yesterday. Yeah. And we know the Texans did. The Texans did not look good running the football early, but when they ran zone scheme stuff. But they kind of changed up blocking schemes and started to pick up more yards in the second half when Cam Akers – I thought Cam Akers ran with a lot more juice than Mixon. Mixon is physical. He's not quite as nifty on his feet getting through the interior. I thought Akers looked good, and then Akers had a big fumble. That game goes to – they eat up more time off the clock. That game goes to a 16-point lead.
We get a cover.
If he doesn't – yeah, we get a cover. A 16-point lead if he doesn't if he doesn't fumble. Worst case scenario, they kick another field goal and eat more time off the clock. But that fumble, they ended up pulling him out of the game. The next time we saw a running back on the field, it was Ogunbowale. But I think that are you at all concerned? There was no Juice Scruggs yesterday, but the rest of the offensive line was the same, and they were not as effective running the football. Now, of that I chalk up to the Bears have a good front. Like,
don't forget, though, I will have to see how Patterson grades out or whatever. I don't know how much we can trust. But Juice had a nice game against the Colts. Yeah. Juice was nice.
Yeah, he did.
So maybe losing Juice was a little bit bigger deal.
Yeah, I mean, he's better than Patterson. I've got the game. I'm going to be watching the Texans here, and I can't wait to see how the offensive line did. But it's yeah, it's there's a big difference. Juice is just built different than Patterson.
Okay, there's a lot. Okay, what happened in the NFL yesterday? Let's do that on the other side. What surprised you? What are the biggest surprises so far early on here? And who should be scared? Who should be panicking already? We'll do that on the other side. Right now, though, we're talking about Houston Powder Coaters, and I've been talking about Robin and what she does and all the people over at Houston Powder Coaters now for a while. And I just, this is another company that we speak for here on the air that we can squarely get behind. The Google reviews, the 5-star reviews, the free pickup and delivery, the quality of the product is second to none. You can go and tour the facility. You'll see what they're doing. I saw, like Westside Tennis Club bought a bunch of chairs, and before they put them out there, brand new chairs, they went to Houston Powder Coaters and powder coated them before that, just so that they would be perfect and last for, I'm not going to say last forever, but man, you powder coat brand new chairs before you put them out. If you want to do that with brand new furniture, patio furniture that you're buying, you can do that too. It will last, I'm not saying forever, but almost. All I'm saying is that when you're talking about the quality of the workmanship and everything that goes along with it, when you see the process that they do for the powder coating, it's second to none. So free pickup, free delivery, whatever it is that you need powder coated, you got metal that you need to take care of, HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin here, right here, HoustonPowderCoaters.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. All right, I've got some questions for you guys, and I want quick answers, all right? Not dissertations about this. I just want quick answers, okay? So, because we got a lot of stuff to get to. Who should be more worried about what they saw yesterday and in the first two games, Baltimore or Dallas? They play each other on Sunday, by the way.
I think Dallas.
I'm going to go Baltimore because they continue to blow double-digit fourth-quarter leads, something they've done for years now.
Who should be more optimistic about their team, the Saints or the Bucks?
Ooh, same division. I'm going to say Saints.
I'll agree. The Saints, what we're seeing offensively, I don't think any of us or they could have expected this. The Bucks think they're supposed to be good.
Who was maybe exposed a little bit that they thought to be the two best teams in the NFC, San Francisco or Detroit?
Ooh. I would take Detroit at home.
If I had to say exposed, yeah, because Tampa's defense really gave them problems. They had six trips inside the red zone and never scored a touchdown.
Who should be benched first, Bryce Young or Will Levis?
Bryce. No.
There's less invested in Levis. I'll go Levis.
Yeah.
I mean, Bryce, you got to ride.
Got to just keep going. Like, this isn't his fault.
It's going to be bad, but.
Well, some of it is his fault, actually, but. Yeah, I think you just got to keep playing both those guys. Look at Anthony Richardson. Richardson did not look good yesterday. He's only played five games. Think about that. He's in a rookie season still. The only way you get past these rough times is letting guys play. And sometimes it isn't going to matter, but you got to find out.
Should Patriots fans be happy about this start?
Yeah. Why not?
1-1 and competitive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And very competitive.
Yeah. I talked about it. And Lance said winning is always something you should want. And as long as it leads to your team being situated and can play around Drake May whenever you give him the opportunity, you should feel great. As long as that change eventually happens later in the year, if you're a Patriot fan.
So I think it will, but Brissett's hanging in there. Like, they're a competitive team. They're not going to be an easy out for teams.
Should you feel good if you're a Jets fan today?
No.
No. I watched.
I don't think so.
Aaron Rodgers.
It wasn't impressive.
Another game under 200 yards. What?
Mm. No. They did not look good. I watched a lot of that game. They did not look good at all. Should you be if I'm a Miami – listen, Dell, this week you're traveling the furthest distance you can possibly go to Seattle with Skylar Thompson and Zach Wilson.
What do you mean Zach Wilson?
Pardon me?
What do you mean Zach Wilson?
I thought they traded for him. They gave up a seventh rounder.
Did that happen already?
I thought it did.
Where is Zach?
I didn't see that. He's in Denver, right?
Yeah. He's in Denver.
It's a suggestion by a site.
Oh,
but it was.
I thought it happened.
No. They're traveling. It doesn't matter. They're traveling with Skylar Thompson and Tim Boyle. What? They're going to go.
Former Texan Tim Boyle?
They're going to go. I mean, it's not as if the Seahawks bathe themselves in glory against the Patriots. But
I'm making one phone call. Oh, wait. Case is hurt.
Yeah, he's not hurt. He's hurt. Yeah, if they go one and they go one. Look, if we're talking about this, I don't think, considering his history, even if he still wants to play, I don't think we'll see Tua until week seven, because week six is the bye. That means he's out for a month, and they play the Patriots, the Seahawks, and the Titans, so they could scrounge out one of those wins, or maybe two.
You got
two, maybe.
Maybe. Is there a further trip?
No.
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 That's the furthest trip.
But
the
I don't think. I think we're going to see the.
I'm
Skylar
not impressed
Thompson.
With Seattle though.
Neither
and
am
they're
I.
2-0.
They beat Denver barely. They didn't.
And
look
Denver
great.
Stinks.
And then they've had to fight and claw the Patriots. So yeah, it's a tough trip to travel. But the team is probably not that insurmountable. But yeah, he's still playing Skylar Thompson.
Who's the best team in Los Angeles? The Chargers or the Rams?
Chargers.
Well,
how about Rams now? Cooper Kupp hurt and Puka hurt.
And that offensive line beat up.
Yeah, I'll go Chargers.
Chargers are better.
Hey, look, Marvin Harrison's actually a pretty good player.
Hey, imagine that. Is Marvin Harrison a bust?
He's not running
very fast.
I'm
sure somebody wrote that article last week.
Well, he wasn't running. His miles per hour weren't very high, so he had to be bad.
Four catches for 130 and two touchdowns in the first half.
Yeah. Who will make the playoffs, Cincinnati or Baltimore?
Mm. I'll say Baltimore still.
I'll agree.
Cincinnati didn't look bad yesterday, though.
Well,
didn't.
Well, that Chiefs thing is them and the Chiefs. They always.
Wait, but they're 0-2 still.
Yeah, they're 0-2, but they always have these games. The Bengals Chiefs are always like that.
Did y'all think? Did you have any problems with the interference? Did you guys get to see
that? I thought it was obvious.
It was obvious to me. You have to call it there. I know that the game's over if you don't.
But that's an obvious call.
But it was an obvious call. Like, don't do that, stupid rookie.
Yeah. You guys, What is Vegas the most surprising to? Oh no, Pittsburgh's got to be the most surprising.
Well, they beat Atlanta and Denver.
I don't know.
I'm
going on the road
surprised.
Hold on a second. Yeah, going on the road and beating Baltimore in Baltimore.
Well, yeah. 1-1. Yeah, for the Raiders and coming back 10 down in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they were 9.5-point dogs. That's a pretty.
Oh, they're 1-1. Not
yeah. They lost to the L.A. Chargers.
Oh, that's
one.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. But still. Are the Raiders one of the most surprising teams?
I think going into Baltimore is a big shock to beat them. Baltimore was desperate. They didn't want to start 0-2 after losing in week one, and you find a way to scrounge out. Although we pointed out Baltimore does this a lot, but to go in there and win a game when you're down double digits, yeah.
Who you like tonight, Philly or Atlanta?
Well, Kirk Cousins was seen taking snaps from under center in practice, so maybe we'll see more of his play-action stuff in this one, but I still like Philly.
I do too, but I think I have a feeling it's going to be a close one.
I wonder if Atlanta will test out what Green Bay did not.
Let me tell you what I'd love to see: 5 rushing touchdowns from Jalen Hurts.
That seems very specific to you.
Yeah. Now I'd like to see Saquon with 5 rushing touchdowns.
Okay, very specific to you too. But will Atlanta do something Green Bay didn't? Because Green Bay did not really go after Philly.
Saquon get hurt
with the big blitz. Oh, that's
wrong. Oh my god,
that's ugly.
With the big collision with Kyle Pitts on the sideline. Bang!
Dell, he's 25 points down. I got Saquon and Pitts, and he's got Jalen.
All I need is an injury to both of your guys.
Well, the thing is,
and then my guy to run.
Well, the thing is, Saquon probably will help Jalen have a good night. Just you can't have Saquon scoring touchdowns. But will the Falcons get after Jalen Hurts? Because the Packers should have known from last season that the Eagles don't handle blitzes well. The big ones, like 6 guys, 0 coverage, and the Packers didn't do it. And despite the 2 picks, they had a pretty good night offensively. I want to see that from the Eagles because that is something they hired Kellen Moore to do, to fix some of their issues handling
blitzes.
There's
few guys who – you know what? It's funny you bring that up because, you know, if you rush 5 or whatever – especially a player like Jalen Hurts who can get away from a rusher if one rusher's on him. But one of the big determining factors on how elite a quarterback can be from the pocket is whether or not they make you pay for blitzing. And teams don't – if they think a quarterback is a little slow to process, whether it's pre-snap pressure, post-snap response reactions – like, the Texans had no confidence that Caleb Williams was going to be able to handle their blitz because they knew he's not somebody who stays on time. He has to work off schedule. So it was a pretty fair assumption that he was going to have a lot of issues with blitz coming his way, especially if the offensive line didn't hold up, which, frankly, their tackles are not really built to you know, dominate the Texans' ends, although I thought they did okay. But that's the same thing with Jalen Hurts. Jalen can beat you from the pocket as a passer from time to time, but if you blitz him, I don't think he's going to win that chess match against heavy blitz packages. Sending 6, going 0 blitz, he's not going to handle that as well. So that's like one of the ultimate signs of respect is when you don't want to – like Tom Brady, if you blitzed him, you knew, and Aaron Rodgers, those are the two that come to my mind. You're in serious trouble if you blitz those guys. You better get there. And you better get there quick.
What did you think of CJ? I mean, Caleb Williams was the worst in history against the blitz last night.
Yeah, 4%.
Like the worst in history.
I mean, not 4%, 4 quarterback rating.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm watching.
But did you see him when he didn't blitz him? He was awesome.
Well, he was awesome. He threw a lot of short completions.
Well, right.
But he didn't throw over 10 yards hardly at all.
His completion percentage was well, and he did still throw a pick, but
yeah.
What about
you sound like John Collinsworth? I didn't think CJ played well, and I'm watching some of the tape. He's a little off with some of his ball placement. Yep. Like CJ did not have a great game. I thought he was good last week. This week I thought he was pretty average.
He did make out of the pocket plays.
He did.
Him and Nico have this connection when it comes to Nico coming back into the center field so CJ can find him when he's doing the cardinal sin of throwing across his body. But at this point, those things always go well. So, but surprisingly, it was like from the pocket where things didn't go as well for him. Because Lance, I think you might even have tweeted about it, how the Bears are just sitting back and waiting to
jump those throws
and make contact as soon as those balls were thrown. So some of it has
you should have responded. You should have liked that post.
I don't care to do that.
You
very
didn't
much.
Hit a like on that.
No, I don't like you. So why would
retweet?
I like your post
next time? Can you retweet that?
No, I'm not doing that. Okay. But the thing I did take notice of, the offensive line still having issues with games inside. CJ did a lot of things to mitigate some of it, getting outside, hitting Nico, but the times where it was just full on, it wasn't just like, all right, man on man. It was a game that confused Kenyon Green, and CJ at times had no chance but to just eat it. So that something goes from the Colts game to this game. And the other thing is, obviously, we talked about it, not being able to run the football. You weren't able to dictate terms. You dictated terms against the Colts, and we saw how good you were offensively. This one, the Bears' front kind of dictated some of the terms.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, in watching the game here, I mean, Kenyon is a leaner. He leans into his pass protection. He doesn't sit back with his chin tucked. He doesn't keep his weight back. He leans forward into protection. That's always going to be very hit or miss because players who can work side to side, you know, edge to edge, players who can punch him and the punch and pull technique stuff, they're going to get by him quickly. So I think Kenyon Green's always going to be a hit or miss pass protector simply because he leans too much. And I'm not talking about waist bending. He just is leaning into, you know, the weight gets too far forward. It's going to be an issue for him with players getting around him, whether it's in the games, as Dell mentioned, with twists, tackle in twists or TT twists, tackles twisting inside, or even just individual, you know, quick defensive ends on third down package. I just watched him get beat by number 95 here, who is Gervon Dexter, who's a very – I think that's Dexter there. No, it's Walker, who just – I mean, he just swam his way around Green because Green plays so far forward, and Mason has a tendency to do that too. It's still better than it was, though. Like, it's still better than it was, and it's okay. It's not bad. And
there wasn't good last. There wasn't good last.
But it wasn't good. The protection was just okay. They gave up three sacks to CJ.
And they didn't run
CJ didn't play great. They didn't run the ball. Yeah.
The offensive line, it took a big step back.
It's three, but if not for what CJ did, you're probably looking at five or six.
But you got seven. Right. Yeah, it's true. Like, he single-handedly avoided a few of those.
All right, breaking it here. 713-780-3776. One segment, and then we got news of the weird coming your way. Right now, though, I got HRP. That's not weird. What's weird is you trying to do. That's so silly of you. I don't know what your service is or what your product is, what you manufacture, what you sell. It could be service, whatever it is, whatever company that you have. And you have 10, 15, 20, 30 employees. You're the CEO, CFO. You make the business decisions for your company, and yet you continue to do your payroll. I don't get it. I don't understand that. You're an expert in whatever you do. You're not an expert in the payroll business. You don't know how to do it. You don't do it well. You're doing it. You're paying somebody too much to do it. HR, you're not an expert in that. You're not an expert at taxes. They have Affordable Care Act experts. Okay, at HRNP, experts. So they know exactly what's going on and how you can not get around it, but how you don't get fined. Because if you're not compliant, you will get fined. The Affordable Care Act is still out there, and it's still a part of the business world. So you need to know what you're doing there. Do you? No, because you don't know about it. They do it, HRNP. So trust a company that's going to save you money. It's going to do it perfectly every time. It's going to take care of your HR needs, and it's going to take care of your taxes. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, Julian is here. He wants to get in on the show.
Bang, bang.
Julian, what happened yesterday?
Good morning, gentlemen. What a rough watch, brother. The only thing I can say that was great about it was Warner. Looked like he put the player of the year. Now, getting to you guys, I think y'all are going to win because
Justin Jefferson exited the game. Aaron Jones exited the game. Their first-round draft pick exited the game. I just wish they would have all exited before they put that beat down on us.
Dallas Turner got hurt too?
Yeah. He left. I don't know how serious it is, but I don't believe he came back in. Huh. So, I mean, that pass rush, dude, they were – Brian Flores was just blitzing like crazy, and we had no answers for it. Even Trent. Trent didn't even look like Trent yesterday. And it was difficult. And by the way, Lance, you're over here dry snitching on Snacks, a.k.a. Tyler Durden and his Fight Club. What's the first rule of Fight Club, sir?
Yeah.
Y'all have a good one.
I mean, it was going on. They weren't – Yeah, there's a lot of grappling. I just kept thinking, this is not great. I was thinking, uh-oh, are they going to get the boxing gloves out? Are we going to start to throw hands, too? Because these kids aren't built for it. where he goes to high school.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at all kinds of stories from the NFL this week. And one of them is that Clint Kubiak, there were charges of nepotism that he got the job as the OC of the Saints because of his dad.
We really got to start figuring out what nepotism means. Like, just because you follow in the footsteps of your father.
Right.
I saw somebody, I can't remember where it was. Right. Somebody on Twitter Well, I think that's like saying Kyle Shanahan was nepotism. No, he's been doing it his whole life. Clint Kubiak has been doing it his whole life. Does it help that he's a Shanahan? Yeah, because he knows the...
Well, did he get in originally because he's Kubiak or a Shanahan?
Okay, did he... Here's two separate questions. Obviously, you have a lot of people who have connections because they know people. What happens, especially in sports? Are you good at your job?
No.
Are you talented? Because... It can't just be nepotism. Nepotism to me is getting someplace that you're not qualified for at all. Getting into the league and doing well as an offensive coordinator, so I guess nobody now is allowed to follow in their father's footsteps.
Well,
when do you get a job where somebody couldn't make that claim that you only got this job because your dad? Like, are you qualified? Nepotism is putting people in charge of a business who have no business being there.
Well, right. Well, there's that aspect of it. But I learned last night at the Emmys. I learned last night at the Emmys that the only way that you can win an Emmy is if you get the opportunity to win the Emmy, right?
Right, okay.
John Leguizamo told me last night that if you don't have the opportunity, if, you know, Natalie Wood is playing the Hispanic girl in West Side Story.
That was a while. Did he use that?
He did.
But, you know, that was 40, 50 years ago?
Yeah, but he said, growing up, I didn't know that. And he's got a point. I didn't know. He said, I'm watching Marlon Brando play an Hispanic role or a Native American role. I'm watching Natalie Wood play a Hispanic role. I'm watching all of these people play roles. Mickey Rooney play an Asian. I'm watching all of these people play roles when I didn't know people like me could actually play roles. And that's a point. He's got a point. Why Kyle Shanahan is around and why Clint Kubiak is around having success is because they had the opportunity because their fathers were there. But you know what? Their fathers created those opportunities for them.
Well, they lived with it. Like, they lived with that offense. Clint Kubiak played football, and he has been a coach. I mean, coaches' sons, the same way quarterbacks' sons become quarterbacks, coaches' sons become coach. Basketball players, a lot of times, if their dads are in that business. Steven Silas, I never heard anyone bitch about Steven Silas getting a head coaching job. No, not one person complained about that being nepotism. You know what?
He wasn't very good at it.
He was terrible. But, you know, I never considered that nepotism just because he followed in his father's footsteps. He was an assistant coach. Same way Clint Kubiak was an assistant coach. He wasn't elevated to head coach right away or even play caller right away. They follow in their dad's footsteps because that's what they know. That's what they love. And Steven Silas, I don't consider that nepotism. He got a shot. He was his dad's son. But that's not like That's like my brother. You know, he's a coach. Oh, nepotism. What would be nepotism about my brother coaching at Lamar Consolidated and Bay City? And he's been grinding for years. That's not nepotism when you
you're in the same. How many calls did Larry make to get your brother?
Zero. In fact,
well,
he should
have.
Well,
that's what you say.
No, he should have. My brother could have been a college coach. My dad to this day feels bad that he didn't you know, make a phone call. Yeah, he does. He's like, I wonder sometimes if I wouldn't have. But no, I think Mikey likes it in high school. He would have liked it a whole lot more in college. But no, he didn't. And Mike had his chance to go to college, and he didn't take it. So it's kind of, you know, he would have had to follow players around. But just because you do the same thing your dad does, I saw what I was telling you is that somebody said Ed Hockley was like his son, I guess. That's nepotism. Sean Hockley probably has been. Who grows up wanting to be a ref unless your dad is a ref?
Right.
No kids will grow up wanting to be referees.
Well, let me ask you this question. You mentioned Steven Silas. Is Steven Silas, are we going to look back fondly like that win against Indianapolis, and we're going to look back and say, wow, Steven Silas created this Rockets team because they were so terrible, so miserable, all those high draft picks that led to a really good Rockets team and maybe a future Rockets dynasty because of Steven Silas and his incompetence.
No.
I don't know that. No. We're not giving Steven Silas any credit for any of
by
this.
By calling him incompetent and that leading to great success. He's not getting that. In fact, he would say, please don't. John, Steve, Coach
what?
Silas, you were so incompetent, it led to all the success. He doesn't want that.
Bo Silas, I mean, how much of Bo's incompetence led to the Astros' success?
None. Bo Porter's lack of success had nothing to do with what happened.
No. Oh my God. That's the ultimate trying too hard to give people credit.
Carlos Correa. I'm going to give him credit. Okay. Hey, those guys feel bad about them. I'm going to try to make them feel good about themselves.
By saying you suck so bad.
You were so bad, you turned a franchise around.
No, there's one person that did that.
Only Lovie Smith gets that.
Only
he
the Colts safety.
No.
The Colts safety did that.
That's still insulting him for being bad. Lovie Smith gets credit because Lovie Smith tried. He would take it. I tried. We stuck to my principles. We won. And now you have CJ
Stroud. We punted on fourth and short so we could...
Well, that's a
so we could
story.
So we could have a tie.
Yeah, but we won.
Oh, by the way, D'Amico, what the hell? Fourth and inches,
yeah,
and
that
you're
was,
kicking the field goal.
That one I was surprised by.
Yeah,
I
and was, it was a 50. How long was that?
Well
all of them were 50. Lost. Yeah, I was really
Don't
shocked.
Don't worry about Kaimi, but still, I was surprised he didn't go for it.
I was shocked by that because earlier they went for a fourth and what two?
Yeah, but listen, he's established.
I know
he has established a mindset. And ever after that play, the Texans basically shut down offensively. After that decision, I mean that's not D'Amico football. Him kicking that field goal on fourth and inches, that ain't D'Amico football. And after that is when everything started to crater. And it actually got the Bears back in the football game. If they were up 17-3 instead of 13-3, it's a different ball game. The whole ball game's different. That was an interesting. I was shocked that he didn't go for it. Shocked.
Yeah, I was. I was too. I don't know that they had the push. Like, I don't trust them running the football. You know, in the fourth down they did go for it. It was a play action pass to Cade Stover. So it's like I don't think they trusted themselves to get the short yardage.
So
the
do
one,
it again.
The one thing is CJ Stroud, they are not running quarterback sneaks with CJ Stroud. I don't know that I've ever seen them run a quarterback sneak. Do you recall him ever running a quarterback sneak?
No.
And that's one of the things I really like is
I think they ran one last week, right? Against the Colts.
Did they run QB sneak?
I feel like I remember them.
I thought they handed everything off.
I think he might have paused, stepped to the right, and found a gap.
Well, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, I think I saw that. Not the way Joe Burrow did it. He got drilled by Leo Chenault. Now, he got the first down, but it was Leo Chenault running from depth a little bit, drilled him like a 3-yard head start and drilled Joe Burrow. He was fine.
Listen, bring Matt Schaub in to run that. We ain't risking CJ.
No, I don't blame you. See, the Chiefs have their new – they don't even use Pacheco. They use this Carson Strong. Is that it? The white guy who's got the white running back. He's Baby Allstott. Who's,
with the hair.
He has a, with the hair and an alligator. He's got his own Crocky J, his own crocodile named Crocky J.
42, I think his number is. Yeah. Yep. That's not a bad thing. All right, we got to break it. News of the Wear coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But you got a little Underdog.
I've got Underdog to talk about. Underdog is a chance for you to play along with the games you're watching, and that includes tonight. You've got your Monday Night Football going on, and I can tell you this, you're going to have highs and lows. You're going to not only have highs and lows in the game, but you're going to go higher or lower than the statistics that are posted because you're going to be playing Underdog Fantasy's cash games for their awesome pick 'em challenge that they have. All you have to do is go to the website, underdogfantasy.com, or go to the app store, download the mobile app, sign up with promo code Lance, and Underdog's going to give you a highly discounted pick to use on your first pick 'em entry, plus a first-time deposit of up to $1,000 in bonus cash. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code Lance, to claim your new customer offer of a gimme first pick and your deposit offer. Now is the time for daily fantasy for your high and low pick 'em challenges. Over a million fans got in the game last year. You can do it now as well. Went up to 300 and, or I'm sorry, went up to 1,000 times your original play. Now it's gone even higher. You must be 18 or older and present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 800-GAMBLER or go to ncpgambling.org.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, I'm looking at seven subtle phrases husbands use that undermine wives. And let me see if you use these, Lance. Do you ever say to her, it's up to you? Whatever you want.
Well, yeah, when it comes to dinner, and that's never... I already know she's not going to be able to choose. Yeah, I don't care.
I know, me too.
Is
I don't care.
Undermining, or it's,
I know,
like,
that's not. Yeah.
I don't really care. Make a decision. This is up. Hey, whatever you want. I don't think that's undermining.
You always or you never do that. Do you ever say that to her?
Say what?
You always do that. Yeah, I do that.
I probably do.
You ever say this one? Why aren't you more like her?
No.
No.
Never.
That's it. Stupid.
Who's that stupid?
That's just
stupid
enough.
More
like
to say.
Who? Who are you trying to, you know,
exactly,
start a fight over?
Yeah. Why aren't you more like Sydney Sweeney? Why aren't you more, what?
Why aren't you more like Sydney Sweeney?
It's not worth getting upset about.
No, I don't say that.
I'd say, yeah, why are you so pissed? Yeah, why, who cares?
Well, I take it back. Yeah, sometimes I do say that. I say, who cares? This is not, why is it even a big deal? Yeah, I guess I kind of do say that. I don't think she likes it when I say that, now that I think about it.
Yeah. So apparently in Savannah, Georgia, a man was given a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Do you think that's a little excessive?
I'm thinking something got put down incorrectly.
Yeah, I don't know. But apparently, it was merely a placeholder. Said he was left stunned. He said, I knew I was going to be fine, but $1.4 million was beyond comprehension. Yes, I think that might be excessive. That might be a little bit more than you should get. Don't you?
Yeah, it's a little more than I would have done. Yeah.
Yeah. A rare smelly penguin won the New Zealand Bird of the Year contest. Do you think that a rare smelly penguin is the bird of the year?
Yeah, I think that could be. I think that makes sense.
Apparently, the New Zealand Bird of the Year is a kind of a big deal. Every year they do this, and it's like, and there was some controversy last year. I think there were too much people were stuffing the ballot box and stuff.
Yeah, this smelliest bird. Yeah, is that a big deal?
What country is this again?
New Zealand.
They got to find better things to do.
Nah, New Zealand is, they've got some things going on over there.
I mean, this is a big deal. The bird, the best bird.
You never know.
Yeah. Apparently, what is Strava, Del? S-T-R-A-V-A.
Isn't that what you put in your...
No, that's Stivia.
In the Stivia. I don't know what Strava is then, though.
It's an app. Apparently, maybe it's a, I don't know, it's an OnlyFans kind of thing.
So you asked me because you think I'm some expert?
Well, you know about
these things. No, you keep saying that.
You do.
No, I don't.
Well, apparently they're paying mules to fake their workouts and impress followers.
Who is? Think,
yeah, apparently these influencers are paying people to do their workouts.
By the way, this is not like OnlyFans at all.
What is it?
It's a workout app like you were talking about. Running, cycling, and hiking. It's not like OnlyFans.
I don't know. All I know is they're paying other people to do the workout.
God, I mean, I tell you what, the need for clout is so bad. When you're paying people to fake workouts so people think that you're in shape, like, just literally. Sometimes I wish the cell towers would go down forever. Not the cell, just the internet. I want the cell towers up.
Myron Bully. His name is Myron Bully. Well, he was arrested. He's a gas station worker accused of beating a customer with a bat for taking too much nacho cheese. Do you feel like that was maybe that was a bit excessive for taking too much nacho cheese?
Yes.
How much nacho cheese did they take?
Well,
there might be a certain standard.
I don't care if they just took a tub.
Well, okay. The point is, it's not your nacho cheese. It's the essentially, unless that guy owns that place, it's not even your nacho cheese.
Yeah, a worker there.
Who cares?
I think there might have been something more to this.
Do you think there might have been a conversation?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Maybe that guy has walked in that place a couple times and given them an attitude. And he thought to himself, you know what? Not today. Sometimes I'll show you. He said he feared for his safety. That's why he had to punch that guy.
Not today, King.
So, the gas station guy, not today. Not today.
He feared for his safety.
He was like, I don't know. I fear for my safety, so I had to go punch a guy.
Not on my watch. You're not taking too much. Not on my watch. Okay. a Minnesota man gets 33 years for fatally stabbing his wife during Bible study.
Oof.
I think that's a bad time. I just don't think that's the best time to, you know, stab. Bible study.
Maybe. Eye for an eye maybe stuff. I don't know.
Testing him like God tested
Abraham. Yeah, what? What?
God said, hey, kill your son. Yeah, and then at the last second, God pulled back.
And maybe Noah jumped in here?
Maybe he thought God was going to pull back.
Noah jumped in and said, no, don't stab her.
No, God told him. But God didn't step in. God got busy. Didn't step in.
God got busy?
Yeah, Texans were playing.
Was it NFL Sunday?
C.J. Stroud was playing.
You know.
He gave a lot of glory yesterday after the game.
So did Will Anderson.
A lot of blessings and a lot of glory.
My wife couldn't have been prouder. I was busy the whole Emmys watching the Texans game on
your phone.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good for you. But yeah. I would have been sneaking peeks over there. Like, you got to. Yeah, by the way, Dale, you didn't mention anything about it being creepy that John's taking pictures of, like, Jodie Foster.
I didn't take a picture
of an influencer in France, and I can't live it down.
I didn't get a picture of Jodie Foster. I got a picture of Billy Crudup next to his wife. That's not as creepy as what you were doing.
Yeah, it actually is. Did Billy Crudup's wife know she was being photographed?
No, Billy Crudup next to John's wife.
Oh.
Yeah, it was my wife.
Oh, yeah.
Don't try to make this out to be
something like,
well,
he took a picture of Jodie Foster.
Was that
creepy?
Did I see a picture of Jodie Foster? No, I saw a picture of what you did.
And don't make me out to be a cuck because I was taking pictures of Billy Crudup and my wife.
That's why John had to make it known on Twitter. By the way, she still went home with me.
You did?
Yeah.
By the way.
In case you guys thought
I know I'm in L.A. and they do things a little different. There ain't no upside-down pineapples in this shopping cart.
Yeah, there was no key party at my house.
We're done. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Keep on listening all day long. Texans Talk right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Not your home for the Houston Texans. But we are at the
We
game.
Talk a lot of it.
But we talk of a lot of it, though. Hey, my bookie, it's where you can bet. What do you think about... you know, going to Minnesota, no Justin Jefferson. Who you got in this one? Who you got? Well, I don't know that there's not going to be Justin Jefferson. I know he's banged up. I know that. But here's the deal. I know if you took the Texans last night, boy, what a heartbreak. Are you kidding me, guys? 6.5 and you can't hold on to a 9-point lead? That's disappointing. There's no question. But here's the deal. If you're looking for the best way to play winning and paid, you're looking to double your money, okay? When you, whatever you deposit, double it right now because that's what my bookie does. My bookie doubles your money as soon as you deposit it. You could be an existing player or a new player, brand new player, doesn't matter. You just put in promo code BET975, and they're going to double your money. They're going to give you a free pick on Thursdays. That's what they're doing right now, free pick. And you can get into the MyBookie Plus, where the more you play, the more stuff that they give you. I mean, giveaways and all kinds of great stuff being MyBookie Plus. Here's the deal. It's a great place to play, win, and get paid. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere. It doesn't matter. They've got the website is easy to navigate. It's so much fun. But it's football season. We know football. We love football. We want to bet on football. The place to do it, mybookie.ag, but you got to put in promo code BET975.